The Internet. The Final Frontier.
Well, hello. You're listening to an interview with a webcomic artist recorded at SPX. It's SPXplosion on Boldly Going Nowhere. We hope you find it both informative and entertaining. I'm Justin Eisenstadt.
I'm Colin Kakinis.
And I'm Sean Holmes.
And you just got to the good part. Strap in and sit tight, because we are boldly going nowhere. Continuing with our webcomic series here at SPX.
SPXplosion.
Boldly Going Nowhere is excited to be discussing her new release here at SPX. One Katie Sokalski.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
How are you enjoying SPX?
It is amazing.
So we're actually stepping a little bit outside the bounds of webcomics here because we're going to talk about a book.
Yes.
With words.
With words.
There's not even any panels in it.
Yes. Yeah. The one thing here that has more words than pictures.
Yes. And there are a couple of illustrations in there. Let's not put that out.
By all means. Would you like to tell us about it and yourself and what you do here?
Sure. My new book is called The Time Traveler's Pocket Guide. It's basically a travel guide parody for the time traveler. Mostly for fictional time travelers. I haven't met any real ones yet this weekend. It's got the time traveler's secret handshake. It's got tips on meeting yourself, some emergency mutton chops if you get lost in the wrong era and are male, I guess.
However you roll.
Sure, yeah. I actually believe in the 31st century, mutton chops are very trendy among females.
All right.
So, have you used, the powers of time travel to your own advantage? For example, to go back in time and give yourself inspiration for this book, or to go forward in time and find out when the publishing date is?
I did. That's exactly the inspiration for the book, is me going back in time. Unfortunately, I did not go forward in time because I did not bring enough books this weekend, as I found out today.
Mm. Oh, really? Well, that's probably a good sign.
It is a good sign. Yeah, I'm very excited.
We purchased a copy. I read that like in one go.
We were flipping through it yesterday, and there was some delightful stuff in there.
Thank you.
Enjoyed the section about not killing baby Hitler.
Yeah, it's a common goal among time travelers. But the truth is, not to give any spoilers from the book, if you do kill baby Hitler, Mr. and Mrs. Hitler have another son named Dieter Hitler, and he's way worse.
Way worse. Way worse. There was just one particular line that just really cracked me up. You were talking about, there's a little guide on how to go back in time to make out with a celebrity before they were famous.
Yes.
And the very first instruction is, don't make out with a celebrity who was famous as a child. That is, don't make out with a child.
Very, very, very important in all eras.
Yes. Hopefully this is not something you had to learn by, mistake.
No, it is not.
All right. Good.
I actually remember one of my favorite passages was the Time Traveler's Handshake. One of them happened to be one of my favorites, the Wayne's World Time Shift.
Doodly-doo, doodly-doo.
And the doodly-doo apparently is optional.
Is optional, yes.
It's optional. Don't have to do the doodly-doo, but it's never frowned upon. Which I always thought that actually cracked me up. I was like, yes!
So how long were you working on this book became published?
I not necessarily came up with the idea, but I started brainstorming different sections of this. Actually, at SPX last year, that was my conversation with my fiance the whole drive home. And I wasn't working, every night on the book since then, but it's been a work in progress for the past year.
Excellent. Now, here's a question, and this is something that, as a writer of a time traveler's guide, I need to ask, which particular theory of time travel do you subscribe to? Do you subscribe to the Back to the Future or the Time Cop Paradox?
Maybe the Terminator, I don't know.
Contradicting theories throughout the book.
Really?
So it's possible to meet yourself, but it's pretty hard to cause a paradox kind of thing. Like, you can go back and change stuff, but things generally work out the way they're supposed to.
That's good.
That's sort of Doctor Who-esque.
That's true.
Because usually end up the time stream ends up writing himself regardless.
Right. Timey-wimey.
Yes.
So you have would you say you have an optimistic outlook on time travel then?
Yes.
A lot of people really not in favor of it, surprisingly.
It is surprising. Yeah, there's a lot of good to be done.
Yeah, but it is surprising, but I actually found this a very pleasant read. Overall, I was cracking up at every other page.
Yeah, it did not induce night terrors. I do not feel paranoid at all. That is a good endorsement for your book, I think.
Absolutely. Minimum side effects.
Yeah. And what's your feeling on introducing time travel into other works, other established works that have previously not tackled the subject and may occasionally, you know, ham-fist it or just sort of force it in there?
I'm not sure what you're asking. Sorry.
All right. I'm very specific.
Okay.
So, yeah, are you a Lost fan at all?
No. I've never seen an episode of
Lost. All right. So, I am, and Lost's, like, second to last season, they just decided they were going to start mucking around with time travel. And I'm like, you know what? Things were going great, guys, before we started jumping through history and going back and forth. When a series, you know, just a series starts mucking around with time travel.
Yeah, when it's just like jumping the shark kind of thing. So when you were going in that direction, I was thinking like the Pride and Prejudice and Zombies books. I'm like, is there some classic being remade with time travel? Because I might be okay with that. But in terms of existing series that just decide to add time travel to make it interesting, depends on how well it's done. But if it generally, I would give that a miss.
Like, I remember Heroes ended up using time travel. I mean, and I remember Hiro Nakamura had actually, you know, the ability to travel through space and time. But then Peter started doing it, and that was just, that sort of was, you know, the beginning of the end, personally.
It was rough.
That show was bad.
Is this your first time at SBX?
It's actually my third time as an exhibitor. I've had drastically different displays every year. The first year, I just had some handmade sketchbooks and prints. Last year I had prints and mini comics, and this year I have the new book along with some prints and t-shirts as well.
Yeah, some of the swag I saw up there was actually very, very interesting. Like I said, the flannel and beard inspector t-shirt was one of my personal favorites.
Yes, and had I known you had Chompers stickers well, all over that.
those are under the desk specifically for Max Funsters that ask for them.
Oh, so you got to ask special. That's pretty crafty of you.
They're actually the ones that were actually made to go with the donor packages. So like they're not like my personal property to sell, I guess. Like, they're freebies for people that want them.
Yeah, for those listening who don't know what we're talking about the Maximum Fun Community Podcast. And if you're listening to our podcast and don't listen to a Maximum Fun podcast, what is wrong with you? Go subscribe, Jordan Jesse Go, or My Brother and Me, or any of those podcasts, Sound of Young America, and then you can tell us how we can improve our podcast, because they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So, all right, Katie, are there any other, you know, future projects or releases that you'd like to plug?
The book's the main thing right now. It's going to be available online starting on Wednesday at timetravelbureau.com. I've also recently started updating my webcomic again, which is Magpie Luck at magpieluck.com.
Okay, so you do have a webcomic.
I do have a webcomic. I had taken a short break from it while I was working on the book.
Yeah, it was funny because I remember we were looking through the website, and I guess you don't have the two linked, or do you have the two linked at all?
Time Traveler's Bureau is linked from Magpie Luck. I don't know if I have the reverse link in place right now.
Okay, because we went to Time Traveler Bureau, and we scoured the whole website, and there were links. You had mentioned your blog, but there was no links to your blog, so we were like,
Sorry for the misleading information.
Oh, no, it's fine. But now that we know, obviously we're definitely going to link that up on our end, just because, you know.
Thank you.
We
consider us a website consultants for free.
All well, right. Then we're webcomic connoisseurs, so, you know, obviously we want to see as much as we can get.
Yeah, always looking for new ones. All right, well, thank you, Katie, for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for boldly going nowhere.
All right.
Boldly Going Nowhere is a Los Tres Monos production. For more podcasting goodness, check us out at boldlygoingnowhere.podomatic.com.
Check out my podcast, BNS Reviews, at bnsreviews.podomatic.com.
Or if you're into the social networking scene, look up either BS Reviews or Boldly Going Nowhere Podcasts at Facebook or Twitter.